watching the choir come in, and can you imagine a more handsome and pretty bunch than those up there today? Okay. They clean up pretty good. And I know we're going to hear some outstanding music today. I am so pleased and excited that you are here to worship with us and to join in this beautiful day when we celebrate the birth of Christ in the cantata that we are going to present to you. And we look forward to that. Just a little reminder, next week we meet at what time?
10:30.
And there is no Sunday school next week. Now, January 1st, we're also meeting at 10:30. And Sunday school classes can decide for themselves if they want to meet on January 1st or not. So after that, we'll go back to our regularly scheduled time, 8:30 and 11 o'clock. I welcome all of you here today. I know we have a lot of guests, and we are so grateful to you for being here to worship with us. We're going to greet one another with the peace of Christ.
One more very important announcement. This coming Friday, we have a wonderful outreach ministry of a food bank run by Larry and Diane Rood. But we are doing something special. It's on. We are doing something special this Friday. We are offering hot meals to people who have signed up for them, and we'll be doing that on Friday afternoon. We're handing out the meals between 5 and 7. We need help there. We need help assembling the meals from 3 to 5, and they need help cooking the parts of the meals. And if you want to volunteer, there's a sign-up in the back hall. Every hand is welcome.
Food to cook is today. I have everything for the people that have signed up, but I still need some more volunteers. I need a couple of volunteers to cook ham. I need a couple of volunteers for stuffing, and I think bringing beans.
We have all of it. All
the stuff is going to be provided for you to cook. I just need the people to cook it and bring it back here to the church on Thursday, so that it's here Friday when they start putting the meals together. See me after church. I will give you the food to take home.
We're going to light our Advent candle. The Samanian family. Who's going to be the reader? Okay, so you know you read this right here, okay? And who's going to be the lighter? Okay. Go ahead. Invite everybody to speak where it says people. Mm-hmm.
The prophet Isaiah tells us that a young woman shall bear a son and shall call him Emmanuel. God with us.
God is no longer a distant God, but is near now.
As Joseph trusted in the message of God's angel, so we can trust in God's message of redemption and love.
Rejoice! God is ravishing us with God's love and peace.
Today we light our four candles. The first is the candle of patience, reminding us to watch and wait for what God is about to do. The second candle is the candle of readiness, enabling us to look at our lives, to get rid of all those things that keep us from God, to change our ways and live as God would have us live. The third candle is the candle of faith, through which we behold and the love and mercy of God and believe in God's presence with us. The fourth candle is the candle of joy, in which we feel the powerful presence of God's love through the promise of one who will save us. Come, see the light. Let their brightness fill you.
Come, feel the warmth of the light. Let them give you comfort.
Come, draw near to the light, for God is breaking through to you.
Come, rejoice in the light. God is with us.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Very beautiful.
Everybody be sure and give Miss Betty a hug after the service for all she does for that children's home.
Yeah.
Or you can do it now. It's up to you. While we're singing, you mill around and hug her. If you'd stand and turn to page 211 in your hymnals, we will sing, O Come, Emmanuel.
Ransom captive he is.
please be seated.
Will the children come forward? Hello. Good morning. We have any others? Okay. Come. That's great. I want to ask you a question. If you look at these four lighted candles, what do they tell you? We've been talking about the candles every week. Yes, Bradley. Yeah, they represent something, yes. The little one represents Jesus? Well, they're all...
No, the big one does.
The big one does. Oh, I'm so sorry. Yes, the white one in the middle represents Jesus. But why is this one not lit yet?
Because it's one more week until Christmas.
It's one more week until Christmas. We're counting down the weeks until Christmas. That's right. That's what those lights mean. And the fact that there's just one candle left, and we're going to light this candle when?
Next
week, Sunday. Actually, we're going to light it on Christmas Eve and Sunday. Both times we will have it lit. And that means that Christ is
born.
That's right. That's what happens on Christmas Day. Christ is born, and that's what we celebrate. Now, I want you all to take a look at this manger scene up here. Can anybody tell me who the different people are? Yes, Mason. Milo. Sorry, Milo. You forgot what you were going to say? Okay. I asked you what these items are going to be. What does Christ mean? It means the Savior, the Messiah. The Messiah is the one who comes to save us. The one who comes to save us. It's the same thing, God and Jesus. Okay, Bradley.
Okay, so
what do we have here?
This is an angel.
An angel. Those people are the wise men.
Shepherd, a sheep lady. I don't know what that means.
A sheep lady. A shepherdess, if you think.
This is shepherdess. Where the baby Jesus was born.
And who are these two?
And this is Mary, his mom. And this is, I think this is.
No?
No?
Joseph. That's Joseph. That's right. And the only thing missing from this is. Is Jesus. Now, what do we do? What do we do to prepare for a baby? What do we do to prepare for a baby to come? Go to the doctor. Well, that's a good thing to do.
Well, that's true.
Tests. Okay. We're going a different way than I thought we'd go. What do you do at home to prepare for a baby? You buy stuff like what?
Diapers and...
You need a bed. You need all sorts of things to prepare for a baby. What? It's a free-for-all? No. Well, it sure is up here. It sure is up here. It's a free-for-all. Okay. All right, we are preparing for baby Jesus, and this is getting out of hand. And you guys love it. Okay, well, that's all I wanted to tell you today, is to remember that we're preparing for Jesus to be born. And we have one more week to go, and then it's here, and then it's time to celebrate Jesus' birth. Let's bow our heads and pray. You can ask one question, Milo. How was Christmas invented? That takes much, much longer than I can tell you right here, right now. And somebody wrote about it. Somebody wrote about it. And we know what Jesus did in his life, and so we wanted to remember his birth, because we know what Jesus did in his life. Okay, let's now bow our heads. We thank you, God, for this precious, precious gift that we are about to receive. and help us to prepare our lives and to prepare our hearts to receive this wonderful gift, because it signifies to us your love for all of us, that we may be your people in all times and in all places. You have come to save us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right, now you may have some candy. Other people are waiting. You're welcome. You're welcome. Before we invite the ushers to come forward, I do want to make a brief announcement. I'm doing this on your behalf, Ron. That is that we still want to remember our wonderful staff at this time of year. A lot of the things they do are behind the scenes. You get to see our two wonderful musicians every week, and we are so grateful for them. But we also have office staff, we have nursery staff, we have youth staff, and we are blessed by them tremendously. And I would invite you to make a special gift for us to celebrate Christmas with our staff in a very special way. So if you feel led to, please today give us your contribution for the Christmas gift we like to give our staff for all that they do. We want to appreciate them. And I thank you in advance for your support and help, and invite the ushers to come forward for our tithes and offerings. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we thank you so much for the gift of your Son. We pray your blessing upon this church and upon its people. We thank you for each gift and every giver, and we pray that their use may be to your glory for the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Membership. And I'm going to invite all of you to turn to page 34.
At Christmas, we celebrate Emmanuel, God with us. Let's not make it merely the pretty picture of a baby swaddled in a manger. We must remember that God came to real people, and his coming had real implications for their lives. This Christmas, stand in the shoes of those who first heard the news that Christ was coming, that they were chosen to be part of delivering and witnessing and receiving the good news. How would you respond? How do you respond to this truth right now? God is among us, and everything has changed because it is true. It's just that at Christmas, we remember it.
Come, 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 come
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to men on earth. For unto you is born this very night a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. That was the news first announced long ago to shepherds on a hillside outside Bethlehem. The Gospel of Luke tells us that a choir of angels sang, praising God, maybe much like this choir has just done, maybe on a day like this very day. At Christmas, we remember the story and the good news that Christ was born. We tell it again because he came, not just to them, but to us. He is our Savior, Christ the Lord. We remember the shepherds because we too have been wakeful, alone, keeping the night's fear at bay. We remember Mary and Joseph because we too have been called to birth the gospel, and we know it requires faith and obedience. We remember the journey of the kings because we have made our own journeys in search of God's promises, and we've been worshipers in his presence. We have brought him our gifts, humble and great. Come with us again as we remember the story of that choir, that hillside, and the stable not far away where a baby lay. A baby boy whose birth meant that the world had forever changed. The story is true. The people were real. Come, find the stable. See the star. Feel the night wind on the hillside. Hear again the news. Christ has come into the world. God is now among us. Everything has changed.
Everything's changed.
God is among us. Everything's changed. But how, you might be wondering. People are still oppressed. Sin still wages its great battle in our souls. And evil sometimes seems rampant in the world. People suffer, and the good news is marginalized. The scriptures tell us that even nature cries out for the day it will be delivered. The world was much the same when the prophet Isaiah spoke this message. For to us a child will be born, to us a son will be given, and the government will rest upon his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Isaiah said it would be good news for the people of God who for centuries had lived in exile and oppression. And it would be great news for all people, for the Messiah would bring salvation and joy to the whole world. He would arrive, the prophet said, with healing in his hand, and would usher in God's kingdom, a kingdom which there is justice and mercy, freedom and restoration. Where is this kingdom? You see it in the changed lives of every person who believes in Christ, who takes his free gift of forgiveness and redemption. You see it wherever those of us in whom Christ now lives goes out with healing in our hands, offering grace, caring for the broken, speaking out for the powerless, and proclaiming the good news of great joy. Unto you is born a Savior. God is among us. There is justice for the oppressed. God is among us. There is release for every prisoner, every heart bound by suffering or fear. God is among us. There is forgiveness for our past and a hope for our future. Hallelujah.
And heaven and nature.
Come with us now to Nazareth, a town in Galilee where God sent an angel to a girl named Mary, to a man named Joseph who was pledged to be her husband. Imagine what it's like to hear the news. You've been chosen. God's plan will be accomplished through you. Well, you don't have to imagine, do you? For you've had your own moment, your own calling, your own invitation to play your part in God's plan. Perhaps, like Mary, your response was, how can this be? For God often asks us to do what we could never imagine. What is God asking of you that seems impossible? In this moment, remember Mary and Joseph, who said yes. Ask God for their faith to step out in obedience. The news of a king's birth provoked many responses from the people of his day. Those who were looking for his coming welcomed him. Those who longed for his deliverance from the present political kingdoms rejoiced. Some doubted, even some of God's people, for he came in a way that they didn't expect. One thing is for certain, if a new king had arrived, there were sure to be changes. The Bible tells us there were wise men in the Far East who had been watching for signs, looking for these changes, studying scriptures that were not even their own. So when a new star appeared over Bethlehem, they came seeking this new king, and the news was not welcomed by Herod, the reigning king. Sound familiar? The good news of Jesus Christ gets mixed reviews in our world as well. Jesus himself told us to expect this. He told us to expect opposition, ridicule, even persecution. Yet he does not revoke his claim. Christ is Lord. While the world watches, even in disbelief or opposition, we are called to worship. What do you do once you've heard the good news of Jesus? Go see him for yourself. That's what the shepherds did first. And after they had seen him, they praised God. And then they told everybody what they had seen and heard. Come and see. That's what the invitation that his disciple Philip issued to Nathanael after meeting Jesus. The psalmist David put it this way: "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. if you don't know this Jesus Christ that we've been talking about, whose birth we celebrate this Christmas, then that's your first and most important response to him. Come and see. Know him for yourself. Come and hear his offer of forgiveness. See the love in his eyes. Know the kind of future he has in mind for you. See that he is really everything you've been looking for in life. Ask someone sitting near you, or any of us sitting here talking, tell me more about Jesus. Because that's our role in life, to tell you what Christ is like, to tell you what he has done for us, how he has come into our lives with healing in his hand, to tell you how he has shown us a future and hope that is greater than anything we could imagine. The world can be a dark and lonely place, but Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He is not hard to find. He has put his light in our hearts so that we might help you find your way to him. Just as God set the star above the stable so long ago, maybe this be the very day you find your way to a life with him, now and forever.
I'd like to take just a moment to thank some people. Thank First of all, our soloist, Annabelle and George, and Judy coming up. I'll thank her in advance. And I'd like to thank most especially Mr. Bill Walker.
Yes.
Yeah. Without him, the cantata would be just a shambles.
Yes.
But he is definitely the man that makes it. We'd like to thank Pastor Esther and Sue for all the support they give us for what we do. And we'd like to thank all of you because you really are the ones that we're here for.
Yes.
We hope to instill in you a sense of worship and a sense of love for our God and the Son that He sent to us to save us and to change us to make us better.
Yes.
So we've got one more. It's a polka.
Please join us.
And Pastor Esther and Connie are going to be dancing.
Thank you.
Seems a music director's job is never done. Not correctly, anyway. Let's stand and turn to page 240. And this is an audition for the choir. I will be walking around while you're singing.
And worshiping with us today. I want to thank the Love Bugs who made our gifts, our little ornaments. And I'm sure there's more back there if you want to take some. I'm sure we will be able to take some. Remember, everyone, go tell.
Amen.
Go tell. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, our heavenly Creator, the communion and fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest now and abide with each of you, now and always. Go in His peace. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.